Little Diomede is a remote island off the coast of western Alaska, a community of about 150 people that sits perched on cliffs. There's no runway for airplanes during the summer, and weather conditions can often limit transportation year-round. But thanks to a renewed helicopter service contract, island community members can have access to food and mail and even travel to receive health care. KNOM's Margaret DeMaria-Buss reports.
A contract for essential air service between Little Diomede and Nome has been renewed for a second year. Ericsson Air Crane, based out of Portland, Oregon, announced the renewal last week. The air service contract with the Department of Transportation was awarded to Evergreen Helicopters, a subsidiary of the aviation services company. Captain Mike Manis has been with Evergreen Helicopters in Nome for over a year. He pilots the German BO-105 helicopter that flies between Little Diomede and Nome year-round.
There's no runway there because the cliffs are, you know, really steep on the sides of the mountain. They built out a heliport over the water that only a helicopter can land. And so I'm the person who brings them all their stuff.
This is only the second year the DOT contract has been available. That means passenger service is relatively new to the island, something very different than what was available in the past.
People had to try to get off the island on the mail run, and it was just a space available basis, and sometimes people would be stuck on Diomede for a week or two to get off, or stuck in Wales for a week or two to get back to the island, and with actual reservations for seats. It's allowed people on the island to get back and forth off the island a lot easier.
Manis says the renewed contract provides passenger and freight service each Monday, cycling from Nome to Little Diomede and on to Wales, and eventually back to Nome. He says he can take up to 4 passengers on each leg, as well as up to 50 pounds of freight per person. It costs $200 each way. Manis says this is an important service that benefits community members.
You have to get off the island onto the mainland somehow so that you can do anything, even to like go to the hospital or something. People were not able to do that on a timely basis.
Prior to working with Evergreen Helicopters, Manis has flown Black Hawks in the Army and piloted to oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. He says this is not an easy place to fly with the cold weather and severe conditions, but it's a job he enjoys.
I'm happy to do it. So, you know, it's an interesting job. And it's not an easy one, but it's a good one. And the people appreciate being able to get off the island.
Additionally, the company has a separate contract with the U.S. Postal Service. Manis flies mail and food to Little Diomede each Wednesday. In Nome, I'm Margaret DeMaria-Buss.